Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy, author of over 20 books, businesswoman, magazine columnist, Bible teacher, international conference speaker, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University. The scripture says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." It is Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with God's word and God-honoring music, bringing the message of Jesus and his love to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, my friend Cheryl Salem, a Christian singer, author, and minister, often says, "Unforgiveness is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die." Well, I hate to admit it, but there have been times when I really wished something bad would happen to the other person who hurt me. I hope that doesn't shock you too much. I imagine people have hurt and disappointed you also. You know, with all that's going on in the world today, with the protests and unrest, I thought on this program I'd share with you about forgiveness and play some music just for you. So stick around and let me encourage you wherever you are in this big wide world. As many of you know, Psalms of Hope is not only heard across the United States, but also the Middle East on FM stations, the Far East on shortwave, and all over the world through the internet. Well, for this hour, I decided I would talk a little about forgiveness. So don't turn the radio dial. Hang in there with me. It just may be that you need to hear this program. And I promise I'll try and inject a little humor along the way, too. In the movie, Mary Poppins said, "A little sugar makes the medicine go down." Well, humor and joy are like sugar when we have to talk about forgiving people. At least I hope it will make our subject easier for you. How do we process forgiving people? Do we really have to forgive, or is it only when someone asks for forgiveness? Sometimes we wonder why a person's so angry all the time. Their temper flares up instantly. We say they have a short fuse. Well, often it's because they've been hurt in the past and haven't forgiven people who have hurt them. So today I hope to shed some light on this subject during the program and how it affects us. So hang in there with me. Even if you are a forgiving person yourself, you might know someone who struggles in this area. And at the end of the program, I'm going to offer a free book I wrote about forgiveness. It's called "Unforgiveness is Like Drinking Poison." So stay tuned. Now listen to a wonderful song, and it can be your prayer too. Here is the Praise and Worship Group singing, "Change My Heart, O God."
The Father.
Oh, what a blessing to know the Lord will help us change if we ask Him. Dr. Luskin, a psychologist from Stanford University, teaches a workshop on learning to forgive and forget. He began research on forgiving when he was struggling with some issues in his own life. Eventually, he was able to process forgiveness toward that person, and he said, "Joy came back into my life." He believes that forgiveness is more than a catchphrase. It's a prescription for better mental and physical health. Dr. Luskin writes, "A grudge can follow you for years, taking its toll on your spirit and your body. Learning to forgive releases this burden." Well, God knew all about this, and He spoke about it thousands of years ago. In Matthew 6, 14 and 15, Jesus explains the principle of forgiving. He said, "If you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive you your sins." Well, once I understood this and realized I needed forgiving from God a lot, it spurred me on to be quicker to forgiving others. And I also learned in this process, it's a misconception that if you forgive, you have to like or accept as okay what the other person did. You know, for some reason, people think that if we forgive, then we're supposed to be best friends with that person again. No, if that person hasn't changed their way of treating you, you can forgive and free up your own emotions and yet not stay in that relationship where you'll receive more hurt. I hope that helps free you to forgive. Well, there's a wonderful song, "Amazing Love," and some of the words are, "I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted, you were condemned." So here's the group, Voices of Praise, singing "Amazing Love."
Amazing love.
Oh, when I listen to that song, Amazing Love, I'm so thankful that God loves me and you too. Well, in case you tuned in late, I'm Samantha Landy, and this is the Psalms of Hope program. I'm talking about being a forgiving person, so hang in there with me. Like me, you probably need to be reminded about forgiving people and what God thinks about it. At the beginning of the program, I repeated a quote from my friend Cheryl Salem. Unforgiveness is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. Well, we all laugh, but in reality, when we don't forgive, if we're honest with ourselves, it really is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to feel our pain. When we don't forgive, we think we're punishing the offender, but usually they just go merrily on about their lives, and we are the ones stuck in the past with the poison of unforgiveness slowly destroying us from within. At an Atlanta conference, 40 researchers met to discuss the amazing results that they were finding. One study showed that giving up grudges and anger and unforgiveness can reduce back pain as well as reduce the number of migraine headaches. These and other illnesses were discussed, and it was the general consensus that our bodies are adversely affected when we don't forgive someone. Well, let's listen to some music while you think about what effect unforgiveness may have had in your body. And if you're struggling with unforgiveness, let this next song assure you, he'll find a way. Now here are the celebrant singers.
At times the load is heavy, at times the road is long. Circumstances come your way, and you think you can't go on. When you're feeling at your weakest, Jesus will be strong. He'll provide an answer when you found all hope is gone. He'll find a way. For I know that if he can paint sunset, put the stars in place, I know if he can raise the mountains and calm the storm-tossed waves, and if he can conquer death forever to open heaven's gate, then I know for you,
I know for you,
he'll see you through, he'll find a way.
All you hold are broken pieces to a life that makes no sense. He wants to lift you up and hold you and mend each torn even.
Remember he's there.
He'll pick up the pieces that you thought had all been spent.
Forever and open heaven's gate.
powerful assurance He will find a way to bring you through. If He can paint the sunset, He'll find a way for you. Oh, I hope that song brought hope into your heart, as it does mine. King David wrote in Psalm 32 about the joy of being forgiven. He wrote, "What joy for those whose guilt have been forgiven. What joy when sins are covered over." And then he ends the chapter by saying, "So rejoice in Him, all those who are His, and shout for joy, all those who try to obey Him." Yes, this is what forgiving and receiving forgiveness from the Lord does. It makes us able to rejoice and shout for joy because He forgives us if we ask Him. So if you're having a difficult time forgiving someone, just know that forgiving them doesn't justify what they did, but it will set you free and it will heal your hurts. Remember, you can only be responsible for yourself and your attitude. A friend of mine, Jim Lewis, sent me a brief note about forgiving. He wrote, "For every minute you are angry with someone, you lose 60 seconds of happiness that you can never get back." Makes you stop and think, doesn't it? Is there someone in your life who has hurt you? Maybe it was intentional, or maybe they don't even know they hurt you. Nevertheless, God simply says to forgive so you can be free. It may not be easy, but I know the Lord will help you. Well, Carol Roberson sings a song that reminds us how much God loves us. He sings, "I believe Jesus died for me.
I believe that God made the world, and He even hung the stars. I believe we're living in the days like when Noah built the ark. I believe the story of Moses and how God parted the Red Sea. Oh, but most of all, I believe Jesus died for me. I believe that Joshua led God's children to the promised land. I believe that David killed Goliath with a little sling in his hand. I believe when Daniel was in the lion's den, those lions were gentle as could be. Oh, but most of all, I believe Jesus died for me. I believe if I had been the only one, still the Father would have sent His only Son. Set the whole world free. Oh, but most of all, I believe Jesus died for me. I believe a man will reap just what he sows. I believe the heavenly path is a narrow road. I believe He took the sins of all mankind and nailed them to a rugged tree. Oh, but most of all, I believe Jesus died for me. I believe if I had been the only one,
of all,
most of all,
I believe Jesus died for me.
Oh, what wonderful assurance. Yes, you can believe Jesus died for you and be set free too. As I've learned, it's important to be a forgiving person if we are going to be emotionally, physically, and spiritually set free. We've all heard it said no one promised that life would always be fair. And we too make mistakes and sometimes make bad decisions. As I often say, we can't make others make a right or godly decision. We can only be responsible for ourselves. You may have been hurt by others in the past, but the important part is how you choose to deal with that hurt now. Failing to let go of the past and holding on to grudges and anger can only cause you harm in your own life. If you want to restore your joy and remove what could be huge roadblocks in your future relationships, decide to forgive others, whether they ask for it or not. Remember, forgiving them doesn't mean that what they did was okay. No, but hanging on to the past and choosing not to forgive and move on will affect your life today. Well, I'm aware that I've only touched on a few points to help you think about your own emotional life. If you'd like to read further, I would be most happy to send you, as my gift, my book, Unforgiveness is Like Drinking Poison. So just write or email and ask for it. I'll be blessed to send it to you. My announcer will give you my contact information. And in this economy, I know that some people don't have the ability to send a gift to our ministry. And if that's you, please do write anyway, and I will send my book. And for those listeners who can afford to give, I'd appreciate it so much. Thank you. It's my desire to help you, dear listener friend, to be a whole and happy person who forgives and is forgiven by God. And now remember, it doesn't matter where you live, what you've been through, or what you've done. God loves you with an unconditional love. And if you ask Him, His forgiveness and love will keep you forever and always.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. Email her at samanthalandy.com. That's LANDY.com. Your gifts help to keep Psalms of Hope on your station. If you wish to write, you may do so at P.O. Box 1103, Florence, Montana, 59833, USA. To connect with Samantha, find her on Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please comment on her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.